Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series Real Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, if you've walked with the Lord for any length of time, trying to live by faith, you've made mistakes. I don't have to ask. I know you have. And I've shared a few that Phyllis and I have made, you know, things, what we thought was faith, and we, at the time, we were sure that was it, and it didn't work. Somebody said it didn't work. Well, at that point, you got a decision to make. Because the enemy will come tell you, oh, that those verses, that's not what they mean. That doesn't work. And God, He's not interested in all those little things. And, you know, He's beyond all that. And you can get disillusioned. You can get put out with God. You can say, what's the purpose? What's the point? Or you can have a revelation. Hallelujah. Maybe it wasn't God's fault. Maybe I made a mistake. Maybe I assumed something. Maybe I didn't do something or should have done, did something I shouldn't have done. Why does it have to be God letting people down? No, He never has. He never will. Somebody say, He's faithful.
He's faithful.
Said out loud, I call Him faithful. Would you acknowledge He has never let you down?
Never.
And He never will.
Never.
We've made mistakes. Right? But Him, never.
That's right.
And what if some didn't believe? All that means is they didn't believe.
That's true.
But the faith of God is real.
Yes.
And it works. Yes. All the time. For everybody that does it. Go with me, please, in the scriptures to 1 John, the first chapter. Now, we've already covered imitation faith. And we've already talked about presumptuous faith. And we've already talked about baseless faith. Then we've gone on to talk about faith you can see and faith you can hear. Because what we're doing is differentiating between the feigned, phony faith and real faith. Now, today, look at this in 1 John. We're going to see another thing that's, to me, one of the biggest things we have talked about so far. There are some answers here. 1 John 1, first chapter of 1 John. Now, the enemy does not want people to get what we're talking about right now, which is why you got to stay focused and not be easily distracted and be open to seeing things you haven't seen and thinking differently than we have, and be open to Him reminding us of things He's shown us already. 1 John 1 and 3. He said, that which we have seen and heard, we're talking about faith you can see, faith you can hear, declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship. Everybody say fellowship. Fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Everybody say fellowship.
Fellowship.
He said, and these things write we unto you that your joy may be full. Oh, hallelujah. I may get happy this morning, so let's be warned. The joy of the Lord is our strength. But where do you get it? Where do you get it? Fellowship. Where do you get joy? From fellowship with the joy giver. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, fellowship, I have to watch about getting ahead of myself. I'm getting excited. Fellowship literally means to share. To share. It's akin to the word commune or communion. To commune with each other. Now you can't commune by yourself. You can't fellowship by yourself. That's with somebody else. Now you may be by yourself as far as any other people around, but if you're communing with God, again, you're not by yourself. But communion and fellowship is sharing. Everybody say sharing.
Sharing.
You're sharing with them, they're sharing with you. One of the perfect pictures of communion and fellowship is a meal. A shared meal. If we have a meal together and we sit down at the same table and we got the same food on the same table, there's taters in the bowl, and then since I'm eating at the same table you are, when we get through, there's taters in you and there's taters in me. Same taters. We shared the taters, right? Same taters. Same taters, not different, same taters. Well, you can share more than a meal. You can share thoughts. You can share dreams. You can share vision. You can share feelings. You can share priorities. Passions. You share it through your thoughts and through your expressions and through being in the same, in proximity of each other, in the same environment at the same time. Communion. Well, it's great to share with each other, but what's greater is to share with Him. Somebody say sharing with Him.
Sharing.
That's God's plan from the beginning. When He created man and He created woman, what did He do immediately? He would come down and He would fellowship with them. He would commune with them, which shows in no uncertain terms that they were not some primitive ape-like creatures grunting in a cave. Because how could you commune with the Almighty? He shares of His brilliance with you and you go, ugh. I'm going to say it bold. Evolution is a bunch of junk. It is not science. It is not science. One reason I said it is because I've been looking at some of these things. I've always thought that, but I've been looking at some of these things recently, and it is just ignorance. When you look at how God has created creatures, they could not have survived over thousands and millions of years partially developing these systems. They had to be completely developed when they were made, or the species would not have continued. And there is no record ever of one species turning into a different species. Never has happened. Never. I know it's taught for fact in our schools, but it's a lie. It's a lie. It's not true. How'd we get into that? I don't like people purporting lies as truth to our children and our young people. There's a reason why it's a theory. The science is not there. It's not science. Just a thought. God came down in the cool of the day. And what did He do? He fellowshipped with His man and with His woman. What must that have been like? Adam and Eve would hear the sound of wind coming through the woods, the jungle, and they'd come to meet Him. And they would commune, which means they would share. He would share with them. They would share with Him. Maybe they watched the sunset together. Maybe Adam said, "Father, how'd you do that? Explain that to me." And He would. And they would understand it. Brilliant. Brilliant. It's not evolution, it's devolution. Man has devolved, fallen from that high place to where some human beings live and operate like animals, but we're not. And we weren't made that way. We're made in the likeness and image of God with the ability to commune with Him. Oh, to hear from God and understand Him and share with Him and Him receive from us. Now, granted, it's on the level of ancient, all-knowing, and little bitty child. We're not called as little children for no reason. I don't care if you're 90 years old. To Him, you're His little child. And you got just about that much understanding, but He still wants to hear from you. Because you're His child. He loves you. He cares about you. He wants you to commune with Him. In 1 John 1, keep going. Verse 4, "These things write we to you that your joy may be full." We were made for this. And nothing else will satisfy us. There are no material things that can give you fullness of joy. There's not a pile of gold high enough. There's not a car fast enough or expensive enough or jewelry or houses big enough. You might enjoy them, but after you're in them for a little while, after you have them for a little while, inside you're still missing something if that's all you got. And this is no theory. I mean, there are billionaires who are miserable. They got everything money can buy and they're not satisfied. There are people that kill themselves. Why? Because a lot of times poor folks can imagine, if I had it, I'd be happy. But these people got it all and they know money can't fill it. And so what's the point? Because the only thing that will is living communion, living fellowship with the living God. Oh, the God who created the heavens and the earth is your daddy. And He wants to talk to you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Real Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 4th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.